The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
Hey, it's Jessie, coming at you between Mondays with a special bonus episode on the coronavirus. Or more specifically, the new state of work that has suddenly arisen because of it. Across the world, people are finding themselves on quarantine for a few days, a week, weeks in some places. Here in New York, we're still reporting to the office, but we're talking about contingency plans. There's this feeling that at any moment, things could change. My friend Kate Burson moved to Milan a year and a half ago. With the outbreak in northern Italy, Milan and the surrounding towns have had quarantines in place. I called her up and I wanted to share our chat with you. Hey, Kate Burson, welcome to the Hello Monday studio. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So where are you right now, Kate?
I'm in Milan, Italy.
Yes, but where exactly in Milan?
I'm near the central station in an office, actually, where there are other humans.
Yeah, so you're in an office, so let's start there. So you were on quarantine in Milan, and then this week it shifted. What's the deal there now?
So a week ago on Sunday, there was a really strong reaction by the government, and one minute everything was normal, and the next minute they said, we're shutting everything down. They shut down the schools, the universities, all bars, museums, gyms, everything was closed. And so it went from a moment of normalcy to, like, the world changed, but nothing in our lives changed at that moment. And then after kind of studying the patterns for a week, the government started to be more lenient, and now they've started to reopen stuff in Milan. So the Duomo is open, museums, bars with tables are open. So some normalcy is returning.
But universities are closed, right? Some businesses are still closed.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of the businesses, especially international ones, have gone to remote working. So that's decreased the number of people also in Milan. With the universities closed, a lot of the students have left the area. And then also we've had a big reduction in tourism. There have been a lot of flights canceled into Italy. And so the city feels like it's like maybe half occupied.
So what impact has this had on your life personally, Kate? What's it like to be there?
It's slow. It's very slow.
Isn't Italy always slow?
Yeah, and imagine it like doubly slow. So that might be a great thing for a New Yorker who needs a break. What is nice about Italians is they take it all in stride. So there is some hysteria, but for the most part, people are kind of flexible and going with it. There is no social life, really. People cancel dinner. There are no events at night. So you really have to like the people you've chosen to live with, if you live with people.
Okay, so you're newly married. Did you before go to offices each day, you and your husband, and do you now?
So I was actually working mainly from home before. So my life has not changed all that much. And my husband, the first week they gave people the option of working remotely, but they still were really going into the office on a regular basis. It's more the, I don't know. I think a lot more of the international firms where I think there's anxiety when you aren't at the kind of the epicenter of the activity and you want to be really responsible and make sure you're taking care of your people. When you are there, you can feel the situation out more.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm curious, do you know anyone or know anyone who knows anyone who's been sick?
It's amazing. And I keep asking this question, but the answer is no. I even have a friend here who came over. She's Japanese Italian. She came over from Japan, where there are more cases there than in Italy. And she also doesn't know anyone But I mean, when you look at the numbers, they're still, despite it's seeming high and it's growing fast, you have, it's a really small number of people in a large pool.
Yeah. And I think that you can't tell that unless you're in the middle of it. But Milan, I mean, millions of people live in Milan, right? Am I right about that?
Right. I mean, so the region, the main region that's been the center of attention is Lombardy, and that's 10 million people. So it's like New York City, but over a much larger geographic territory. And so just like there are 10 towns that have been under lockdown for about 10 days.
Tell me a little bit about your day-to-day under quarantine and now under post-quarantine.
Yes. Yeah, so it's for me, I work from home. So it's been, it hasn't changed that much. The transportation, everything works. The thing that I was actually most excited about was I take Italian lessons here. And so kind of like a kid hoping for a snow day, I was hoping for a corona break from my Italian lessons. And no such luck. I was really impressed with the company. They wrote and said, "We're here. If you need to cancel, no problem, but we're ready to teach you." So it's been interesting because I've been going into areas in rush hour where I'm used to seeing thousands of people, like in the center area of Milan, which is where the Duomo is, and Galleria, and it's just empty. There are more pigeons than people there. So it feels really eerie.
It feels like something out of a movie.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise. A promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. A promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff. The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and so many tools to keep track of. Doing business can be hard, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot. Their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
Kate, I understand that you went to Italian lessons, but do you think that most of your neighbors are going to Italian lessons?
So they told me, my teacher told me that in the first week, 500 people canceled their lessons. This week, apparently, there are a few more who are deciding to come back. They feel more comfortable.
You know, it feels to me like that represents one of the most difficult challenges of this time, whether you're in Milan or New York or Silicon Valley. There is a sense that there is a danger and there is a sense that it is just ahead and that no tools that we have can prepare us. And there's no way to wrap our mind around what it is. And so it leaves us in this constant state of anxiety. And one of the biggest challenges of this moment is just to figure out how to navigate that anxiety. Does it feel like that where you are?
I am, yes, because I am not someone who's very sensitive to diseases. And I'm not, I'm very healthy, fortunate. But there's this anxious feeling that I have. Like, we don't go out. Restaurants are open now, but we don't necessarily want to go out to dinner. We don't want to be around people. I've never washed my hands so much before in my life. And like what they say about the virus is, it's about like a flu, maybe a little worse. No one wants to get that. But like the fear and anxiety I have over it, I don't quite understand. I mean, it's like, well, it's about a responsibility to society. Well, if I get sick, then I'm exposing and affecting the lives of all these people around me. And, you know, that's not fair. If it happens, I'm responsible. If it happens, so be it. But it's also just an interesting moment in this kind of crazy world where we are taking care of each other, which I think is really important.
That's a beautiful way to think about it. And I confess, I hadn't framed it that way in my head, and it changes the stakes that this isn't so much about whether I get sick, I'm healthy, I will hopefully, knock wood, have a good outcome if I do. It's about whether I pass this on to someone who may not have the antibodies that I have.
Yeah, correct. And that's why I think we're taking these extreme measures to protect those people.
Yeah. So you're a couple weeks ahead of many of us in the United States in terms of the impact of coronavirus in your community. What advice do you have for us? And I mean, think small. Like, should we run out and buy toilet paper?
I have heard about toilet paper shortages in Japan, but I will say Italy's got a lot of it. I would imagine America has a lot of toilet paper, too. But number one thing I would buy is antiseptic. That we have not, 10 days in, I still can't find it anymore. And that's the one thing I wish I had, so I would not have to go to the sink every 5 minutes. Yes. The other, just small piece of advice I would give to people is just be respectful of each other, because everyone has kind of different concerns. And some people are going to be kind of hypochondriacs and others aren't. And whatever it takes to get through it.
You know, Kate, that's interesting you say that too, because I've just noticed that many of my peers are much more short-fused than usual. It's like we're all a bit more fragile than we otherwise might be. And so things that have nothing to do with coronavirus are blowing up and becoming big deals just because we're all stressed out.
Yes. And just everybody take a step back and put it in perspective. Put coronavirus in perspective. And when the world does slow down, try to let yourself enjoy it.
So what are you doing to enjoy it?
Watching Homeland, which I don't know that that's the best escape.
That is really not the best escape. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking some time with us, Kate. We'll check in with you again. Maybe we'll check in with you again later this spring if you're around.
Sounds great.
Cool.
Great. Bye.
Okay, that's it for now. If you've changed your working habits because of COVID-19, please write to me at hellomonday@linkedin.com. For now, this is Jesse. Please wash your hands. See you Monday.